bag. Mike! Two bandits.
Watching.
Louie!
This episode is called Road Trip.
Speaking of dogs, what up, party people, and welcome.
Oh my!
To episode 98.
98? Almost triple digits!
I know, dude, of two bandits, Wash and Bluey.
That's what we do.
I'm your compel, Greg Painter, and I see with him. Me.
Oh, man.
The guy who always makes good times.
Oh, thank you. That's
his
really great.
His name is...
I go by Mike Martin, and I wear my chili sunglasses at night. Oh, man. What's up, dude?
Oh, man. It's a good day. A beautiful,
it
sunny
is.
Friday.
It is.
Here in Syracuse. A little cool, but still nice.
Uh-huh.
I like it. This is like my perfect weather. Like 66, 67 degrees. Not too hot.
When
not
you
too
wake
cold.
Up and it's 47, though, it's
the
a little interesting.
Oh,
I love that. That means like... It's like walk out and whew, brisk. Let's go.
I've gotten into the thing where I get ready to go to bed. I put on some sleep shorts and then I wake up and then I put on some sleep pants because now it's cold.
They're cold pajamas, dude.
I'm old and I can't regulate my temperature throughout a night.
He's got his sleep shorts and his sleep pants.
Just little shorts
now,
and pants.
Now, what's great about this? Watch me be the Segway king.
I call them pajamas. I am a grown man. Sleep shorts and sleep pants. Sleep shirt.
The weather like this.
My nightcap.
Makes me very excited because we have a topic today that we both are very proficient in, and it's something that we're going to talk about, but it reminds me of getting up early morning when it's cold outside with a destination in mind. It's time to travel, time to get in the car because it's already packed. It's a road trip day. That's what the weather makes me feel.
Road trip, baby!
Is it's like we're going from 40 degrees to warmer weather, and that these mornings make me feel that like, oh yeah, we're going to travel today kind of vibe. So,
and I can't wait to hear... about this episode, how
yes.
you road trip, how I road trip, how we road trip.
Sure, but it's about
that. But it's not time for that.
No.
It's time to see what our friends at WikiBluey have to say about this episode.
Today we talk about road trip, and I need to know, Greg.
Yeah, bud.
What is road trip?
Mom helps Bluey and Bingo find ways to entertain themselves on a family road trip,
mm-hmm.
while Dad tries to stay ahead of the gray nomad convoy or Ooh. Risk camping near the toilets. That's one epic
Heck,
summary.
Yes! That is 9.9 out of 10 on that one. I have to give full applause on that. I did a weird thing today when I watched this episode, because you watch it like 26 times anyway. I don't think that we announced loud enough for, if you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener, we freaking love this show. And not just like this show, not just we love the show, this show is so great. Because I watch the intro 3 times a day, because I just don't feel like I pick up all the nuances. There's so much great stuff happening on this show in general. So I'm excited to talk about Road Trip, but I feel like there just needs to be like a blanket statement of, holy cow, this is such a fun show. The intro is so good.
It is. This episode, too.
It is.
It hits every check for me between like personal feels.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one when like... grandparents are saying, like, what's this Bluey thing you guys keep talking about? It's like, road trip.
That's a good episode.
Because both sides of the kiddo's grandparents, my parents and Beth's parents,
mm-hmm.
they're gray nomads themselves with their RVs going all over the place. So
yep.
this is a good entry point.
The granny and grandpa in our lives, too, do have a camper that they have a specific campsite that they go to. Every year they drop it off, so they're part of the...
It's clearly what nanas and granddads do.
Oh, man, I'm not ready for that.
But we're good, because we're not ready to get to there, because we got to start at where I get a lot of my feels in this episode.
I right swear, if you are the first note...
The jump.
If the first note here is exactly what you say, I'm going to be like well, this is the easiest lottery bet I've ever made. Go ahead. What's your thought right now?
Bandit packing up the car, mm-hmm. getting ready... feeling like it's time to go, ready to get out the door.
Bright and early in the morning.
And God bless Chili / Beth.
Gotta get mortaring.
4 more bags. Tons of toys for the kids.
Interesting.
Let's
okay.
get extra stuff.
Okay.
Lady, no, we gotta go. We gotta get mortaring. I'm on Bandit side big time.
I thought you were gonna be mad at Bandit here.
Why?
Because the car's not packed yet.
Oh, Bandit's packed the car with what he thinks they need.
He's packing it that morning, though. I thought that you were gonna be like, Bandit, why was the car not packed? Night prior. Are you night prior pack or?
Well, here's the thing. Tomorrow I'm going to a tailgate for my beloved Syracuse Orange football team.
Okay.
3-0, going for 4-0. Bay.
Mm-hmm. Living that good life.
I will pack the tailgating stuff tonight.
Okay.
Because that's just, you know, chairs and tents in the trunk and everything like that. If I'm going for like a week-long vacation, we're packing half of our possessions.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a safe neighborhood, but I really don't want all that stuff sitting in a...
You have a garage!
2013... Oh, have you seen my garage? You really think a car is fitting in that sucker?
Okay, never mind.
I am not parked in the garage, good sir. If I was, yes.
Okay, so you do super relate to Bandit right now then.
So I do. It's
your early morning go. Okay.
But it's very much a, I think I know what has to be packed, but then there's all the things for the kids that I just, we don't need that. They're fine. And then it comes to a double pack, and then, oh, everybody's got to use the bathroom. Nope, we're supposed to be out the door 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you're getting the schedule Let's mode, get going. Baby. Oh, I love it.
Tick tock, tick tock.
You could have packed the car, though. You would save the time. It's okay. And just show. Now, to be honest, when she comes out with the bags, it is adequate for what the kids' stuff need. Sleeping bag for camping. Makes sense.
I've seen before.
A bag for clothing. Makes sense per kid.
Wear clothes.
A bag for toys and goodies to keep them entertained. It was only three cone. Items. Three items total. Kudos to Chili in that situation.
Those are needed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, yes. Are we going to camp to sleep in a tent? Or are we meeting up with Stripe and sleeping in their camper?
I saw sleeping bags. So like it seemed like they were sleeping bags.
Also, is this the precursor to camping?
I don't know. That's where I think that makes
sense.
Are we going
to see Jean-Luc here
no,
in a couple
because
days?
I think Stripe already has a campsite, don't they? They go to Stripe's campsite. It's Muffin's house there. It's not a... Like, they're not going to lose their spot to be by the toilets.
Can't be by the toilet block.
Camping sucks, man. I'm sorry.
Dude,
like,
I love
in camping. A tent.
I do love in some camp. Well, not in a tent. We glamp.
Well, that's what I mean.
Again, we don't go. When we were younger, Beth and I would go to like Darien Lake and hit up the big campground there and bring a tent and roast hot dogs, open fire.
Oh, when I was 14,
like
yeah, we would go to Wellesley Island up by the river, and we would just stay in a tent for a week, an entire week with nothing. I would just have my Game Boy. It was great, but 37-year-old Mike. My body ain't sleeping bagging anything.
We go into the camper, we have steaks and drink martinis and have a good old time.
I don't remember a single meal we had when we were camping.
No thanks.
So they pack the car. Let's go.
But what if I get bored?
Rearview mirror issues too. They pack that thing you cannot see out that rearview mirror.
That happens from occasion to
really?
Occasion
it
when
scares
I pack too.
That scares me.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I can't drive like that.
When we packed for it was a small road trip. It was like an hour out to drop the kiddos off before we went on our cruise. It was, they had like all their pillows and sheets, so those get tall. It's like, well, good thing I've got that backup camera.
There we go. But yeah, what happens if I get bored?
When you get bored, this is, and I'm not going to old man this one.
Oh, you already did by saying that.
But man, when I grew up, I had two TV channels.
Sure.
I didn't have a Game Boy. I wasn't as privileged as you, apparently.
Darn right,
so
man. Zelda Link's Awakening, baby.
Car, it's look out the window and watch nature. And Mike, not to pick on the kids, they can't go more than a half hour car ride without some sort of tech in their hands. Emily's getting better. She's getting more creative and crafty and dry. Liv needs that tab. She needs her Zebra Gamer. She needs her Roblox. She needs something.
Finn's gotten really good at looking out the window and just being like, I'm here now. So it'll be a true test later on. You know, within the next 6 months when we travel and do a full 10-hour road trip. But, you know, in the meantime, he's pretty good about the not requiring something. He can just sit there and chat or just not say a word and just look out the window and make his own games.
So it's been cool. So much cooler than my girls. No! I see how it is more.
Yep, just
moving
stacking
on.
It up, stacking it up.
We talk about all the stuff. I do very much enjoy it. What about the kids' stuff? Just bung it by their feet.
Yeah.
I just that term.
Boom.
It's just fun. And I also am very much like, oh, just... put it by their legs, they'll be fine. And then it's literally like, well, their legs are going to be pointed up in the air then.
I mean, that's the size of your car and what you're planning on bringing. Maybe don't, they're planning on like a decent trip too, because there's kayaks on there.
I'm going to get to this trip in a minute.
Okay.
We're not quite, well,
they go to the giant peanut, spoiler alert.
Spoiler, yeah, but well, once we get to that part, I want to talk about this trip a little bit more.
Well, let's get on the road then, baby.
Let's get on the road. Really quick, just one off. Love the shot as they're driving out of town with the city in the background. I'm guessing sun is rising, not setting, but it's very that auburn hue in the sky.
Good job, animators. Good job, animators, on that one.
Bingo, watch out for gray nomads.
Mm-hmm.
One letter dropped, no explanation. Bingo, very confused.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Just what is that?
We'll get to it in a second.
It'll pop up.
I love so much gray nomad culture, and we'll get into that too. But I like, this is a good dad joke.
Okay.
I'm bored. You were born?
Oh, man.
When'd that happen?
He totally busted out the most.
All I was there was a real eye-opener.
Bro, I gut laughed every time I watched that moment. The whole, it was a real eye-opener moment where he's just, because his eyes go from like, oh, you're born. I was there. You were born. He's like, yeah, I was there. It was a real eye-opener. And he kind of just like, everything sank in really quickly for him. And if you're a dude in the room when it happens and the birth happens, I mean, handed the ceiling fan in the sky here. I was put into a position where they asked if I wanted to help during the birthing process, and I held Carrie's leg, and they said I darn near almost fainted and hit my head. So
I believe that with you.
I relate to Bandit in that moment. Just a smidge bit. Wow, I went for my full pat.
You did. That was impressive. I also love this next line by Chili. It's a very, very mom channeling Nana almost.
Oh, like, no.
Since I'm such a champion, I brought your tablets.
See?
Play the computer games.
Got you covered.
Like, I'm such a champion.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, in that situation, Chili was there for him to really help out to make sure the packing went well. I'm like, not going to lie.
It's like pool.
What's that?
It's like pool.
The episode, yes.
They go and Bandit brings nothing.
Boring.
And maybe Dad's the boring one. That's... And similar themes. We're talking about being bored throughout this one.
Interesting. Backseat, a little messier than I anticipated for the beginning of a road trip. They already have nuts and stuff all over the place.
It's a big old mess. I also, poor Flopsy was stuck behind that. That kind of looked like Turtle Boy next to it, too.
Oh, I didn't know what it was there.
Kind of looked like Turtle Boy to me. I'm not 100%, but it was some sort of green fella.
Because you do see Flopsy there.
Yes.
But I don't know what number two is. It could just be a turtle. You don't know. Do you think that they're integrating things from season three into...
With the creators and animators of this, you never know.
If she took Turtle Boy, that'd be very disappointing. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe
she lost Turtle Boy and forgot because they have 1,000 stuffies.
Okay.
Maybe... She is Turtle Boy's mother, and she just doesn't remember because she was 3.
So,
plot twist.
I'm wondering if Bandit is like, you don't see, this is a rare form Bandit in this episode because he's not excruciatingly go with the flow.
Seen better days.
Yes. I think he's had a bad day or two or something. He's like, to get here, I need to go camping. We need to get out of here.
He's in travel mode. I can 100%. This interesting. Is me. When we're OBXing and we're like, okay, we have to get to Virginia Beach by the end of the night to make sure we have enough time to make the rest of the way so we can get there when we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 6 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we need to be at what time. And I've got to pee. I didn't pack this. Can we stop? I forgot my sunnies. Let's turn around.
It's so bad over here.
Like, come on. The Martins left an hour ago.
Don't.
They'll get more vacation than us now.
I'm going to leave a day before just to make you enraged. So when Bandit starts explaining the Gray Nomads just a little bit to Bingo there, it's so funny because you see Chili literally like almost mockingly shaking her head, just gently, so soft, where he's just talking about it's just you have to do this because if we don't, then they're going to take all the spots and we're going to be sleeping by the toilets. And they're like, ew, but she's sitting there listening to him and she's just shaking her head like, dude, it's all good, man. It's just old people. They're going to. You could pass them on the highway. They wouldn't realize it.
And I love, too, just to jump back a hair, when they we first get the intro of the Gray Nomads, and it's that bip, 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 bip,
oh.
And then just that music almost feels like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's like, totally adds that, like, western-y, like, almost like a Manifest Destiny thing where you're just traveling across the whole country. And it's like just
Oregon Trail, yes, Aussie edition.
Is and it's not. It's probably
gosh.
How long is this drive?
We know that
it's 4 hours actually. He says it is.
Okay, we're gonna jump ahead a little bit.
Go ahead. We're all over here.
Yes,
good.
It's a 4 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's what they claim.
Uh-huh.
But as you know,
I do know
the end destination is the Big Peanut.
Okay.
So I GPS
sure
the Big Peanut
from
to Brisbane. 19 hour and 48 minute drive. So I'm not sure how fast that car goes.
That's a long peanut.
That's a big peanut.
19 hours?
So 4 hour drive, but they must have taken a detour somewhere that we don't know about. They flew in and somehow had all their stuff or something. Or it's a show about cartoon dogs. I just
need to calm down. Just monkey singing songs, mate. Because that's a lot of drive. Well, I mean, dog years, dog miles. It could
there
dog
you go.
Kilometers. Yeah. dog hours. Time doesn't exist in the Believers.
In theory, it should go the other way, but
yes,
I'll take it.
And
my father-in-law,
yeah,
mother-in-law is not feeling it, but they bought a fancy new camper recently because they're going all over the country now. They're next year they're going from here down to Florida, over to Texas, Nevada, up through Yosemite, and all the way back.
It's about 4 hours.
He very much was like, "Oh, Beth, can you make me a decal for the back of the car that says Gray Nomads?" She was like, "No, we're not doing that." He was trying.
Oh, to be a team player. What a guy! Heck yes! The Gray Nomads love their stickers. You exactly. see it in this one too. Oh, you gotta sneak one on there.
I do like my girl Bingo. She also loves the funny horns of the Gray Nomads. She's pro Gray Nomad from the jump.
I mean, this is a great Bingo episode of just, I like everything. Like, she's got no problems. She's hanging out. It's great. And when they talk about the technology of where's the tablets and all that kind of stuff, boo his son, Bandit.
Mom forgot him.
Blame mom. Like,
that scoff that she made after, like, the...
Do you want to enjoy your camping trip? Like,
I felt like that deserved a chilly disgust face.
She
does.
She brushes it off better than she should have there.
Think, like you're saying, I think she realized how stressed Bandit is.
He is.
He
very
wants
much
to get
so.
There. This trip means a lot to him for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to get there and have it be perfect.
Oh, the stress. That's so much stress. Don't. Oh, good job, Chili. Good job. Enjoy the ride, Bandit.
Because she knows other games too.
That's right.
We could play I Spy.
Love it. Oh. This is just a little bow of cuteness on the episode. That's all. I'll play. Just don't pick me.
Something. Okay.
The blue. Blue. She just says it so like, oh yeah, watch this.
This is very Liv. She will, I mean, not a visual medium, but she'll stare at the purple flowers that are right in front of me, the purple lei on that lovely League Fest Fantasy Football Trophy, and say, I'm thinking of something purple.
Yes. Like looking right
at
it.
Flowers you're staring at,
it
maybe?
It was me. All right, new game then. You botched it. Way to go, Bingo. Thanks.
Well, you want the tablet so you can play Chutney Chim jumping over barrels.
Chutney or Chunky?
We're always wrong, and we've lost thousands of dollars of podcast
trivia. It's the chimp thing. The jumping game begins with the cows, and it's great.
The music, how it goes all 8-bit for a second.
Wonderful. Because it's just everyone's playing, everyone's having a good time. When it, I don't know if it's, I this is a rarity that I'll say it. I don't know if it was an animation Bandit botch, but when they show Chili running and she's jumping over, when they find out, the cows, and it shows Chili's arm and it's got the grays and all that kind of stuff. And then it cuts to Bluey's arm and she's running. Also has the grays in her arm.
Oh, I thought that was Bandit because he was told, like, you can't play.
It goes to Bandit, but he's not playing yet. It's showing Bluey playing the game and she's jumping because it's on the same side of the car of how the directional is going with the cows. And it looks like Bluey's got some gray. The thing I didn't check was if that also exists in the Blue Mountains episode or not. And if Bluey has a couple grays.
And if it's just like the lighting.
Right. And it's just that's on me. I should be checking. I should vet that information. I apologize to everybody listening right now. That's on me. You know what?
Why can't poor Bandit play? What are you driving?
Because that's dangerous, dog.
He's got two hands.
He's got paws.
Do you drive with one hand or two hand?
I drive with my knee.
No, please tell me you're you, so that might be true.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, no.
I not all the time, of course. But I would say when on highway... I would say, well, it's not two hands. It's one hand. So, with sometimes... That's why Carrie likes to drive.
I also like Carrie driving you places. We've got...
Are you two hands or one hand? Let's go back to you.
I'm one hand, but okay. No knees. So, I got you there.
I've made too many trips from Rochester back to Syracuse and done the... Don't worry about me. I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
Tiny little thing that I loved here, too. Mm-hmm. 100 million. I win. This is the giant caravan of cows passing Bingo.
That's right. They'd run into mud, right? It's just mud. Do they run into mud? Is it mud?
I don't think that's mud.
It's got to be mud, right?
That's some cow plops.
And you think it's cow plops just being flung on the highways of Australia?
Yes.
Also, if you've watched the scene and we're not able to have your olfactories kick in and know that smell of what that truck smells like when it's driving by, I you could like it's smell-o-vision.
From upstate New York, you can definitely smell.
Gosh. And so to have that happen, and they go, ooh, and you get the 8-bit that you're talking about. It has like a very game overy sound where it's like, yes. Very well done. Joff, good job. If it wasn't Joff, good job to whoever did that.
Good job. Just saying. Also, next quick scene. Mm-hmm. We've got, this isn't a real stop, so Sonny's car ride, those things.
Those things. I just have that all in caps. I love it. Now, if anybody, so Bluey jumps on, and this is where you hear them nomads be coming. They're rumbling. People have been calling Chili out, and this is where there needs to be a global statement. Chili did not steal those sunglasses at all.
I've noted right here. You can see the credit card.
There's a credit card. She boops. They very much
chip.
You wonder why they want to play shops, and it goes boop. Is because you boop in Australia with the chip card. She pays for those darn. Don't go thinking Chili's a little sneaky thief. She works for airport security in some fashion. She's better than that.
She's got a reputation to uphold.
She's got a reputation to uphold, and so does Bandit because he's got to get on that freaking road.
I find it funny that Bingo's big thing was a pamphlet.
Yeah.
She's just like excited that there's travel pamphlets.
Freebies. It's like It's like the paint placards at Hammer Barn. Or it's just like, these are as many as I want. And that's where she finds. I mean, and it's funny because does that mean then from here on out, she knows about the Big Peanut?
Oh, you can see the outline of a Big Peanut.
When she has a pamphlet?
Yes.
Oh, I love
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
That's so good.
I do like, we beat the Grey Nomads by a hair.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye. This is where.
Goodbye, Grey Nomads.
I feel like you and I are slightly different when it comes to travel mode. Because Bandit is like, we need to freaking go. And Chili's like, chill the beans, man. This is where we kind of compete.
Which size do you think I am?
Huh?
What side do you think I am?
You are not wearing sunglasses right now.
No.
You are on the road.
Rock and oil.
And I'm like, oh, we got to take a wee. All right. Because it's time for...
It's not scheduled. You can't wee until we cross the Pennsylvania border.
Oh, man. It's time for the train race. Very interesting moment here. Because... I'm going to say this is because Bingo and Bluey have been conditioned to accept things that happen that they can't control.
Losing the train race?
Because if Finn lost the train race, he'd be like, Dad, gun it, man. And he would actually, I could feel him getting upset seeing this moment happen. And Bluey and Bingo are just like, good job, Dad. What?
I do like, we're very, with the lovely Destiny USA Mall in gorgeous Syracuse, New York.
Of course. Smells there's like cow poop, apparently. There's a great place to be.
There's a train track right next to there. So a lot of times when we're leaving the mall, we're going parallel. It's like, we're not beating the train. We have to go underneath the train before the train is gone. That is how we win.
Because
there's like an overpass and we go under. Because I just remember the first time, have you guys ever gone underneath a train? And they're like, what? That sounds so dangerous. Let's do it.
So you haven't lost to a train actual race, though?
Not to my knowledge or their memory.
We should document that moment if it ever happened. That's not going to happen. There's no side-by-side train races that we can have up here, is there? It's always a train crossing and you're just slow because... So Australia has train races then. That's convenient. There's nowhere up here that I can think of that has that. That's okay. That's just a me thing. It's all good.
Moving on then.
Yes.
You already hit it, but the chill the beans,
mm-hmm.
that is a go-to for me a lot of the time. And Beth, we throw a lot of chill the beans
sure.
in our household.
It's a
great little...
Keep yourself in check, dog.
It's a nice way of saying calm down. Yep. When calm down is the worst thing to say to somebody.
Of course.
Chill the beans.
Chill
the beans. How can you get mad at that?
I'm gonna see how many times I can find a moment to say it. No, I can't because I can sense that not going well. I'll say it like the worst time. You're like, I lost my wallet. Chill the beans, man. So you're like, no!
It's road work time.
It is so great.
Road works.
Oh,
which I found interesting. Bandit called it road works.
Yeah. That's also one of those weird things of it's just probably a cultural dialect because maths is something that's common. It's very common in not Syracuse, New York. So to hear that, maybe it's just, that's just how they call it.
We're stopped and we need a bush wee.
That's right.
And we're getting nervous.
The dude with the stop sign is just crushing it. Crushing it. Standing there like,
not my
sorry,
problem.
Mate. Sorry. Bushwee.
Bushwee. We hear the horns.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming down. Bluey's back in the car.
Good to go. And he's so stressed.
The sign flipped.
He's so stressed. Bingo.
I need to be.
Perfect.
Goodbye.
Perfect.
Chili just... She is going to force Bandit out of his comfort zone in this episode when it comes to all of this.
She does know Bandit is stressed, of course. But also she wants to make sure that the kids are having a good time. And when she goes with Bluey there, they have that nice conversation of sometimes it's okay to be bored. It's okay. Just let it be. You can be bored. You can drive 12 kilometers an hour going to the campsite and be bored behind the Great Nomads because you're making the good times. So
I do love the grandma and Nana and the Great Nomad just waving at P and Bingo, all excited, waves at Bluey,
and just being
like, just cringe smile like, be polite, but I hate this so much right now.
Totally, because you know he had to have in some way waved them on. Because he's at the front of the stop sign and they're coming up and his kiddo is sitting over there in the bush, so he's just gotta be like, go ahead, y'all. I'll be here. And as they get back, they all pass him, and he drops his head just into beam. The steering wheel. He's like,
right as Bingo says, finished.
I forfeit. I'm out. He's not in his right space. He's not playing Magic Claw.
He needs to get to the vacation house and take his
so
deep breath.
Now.
Oh, that's right. See, we just booked our Outer Banks trip, so I'm saying vacation house. He needs to get to the camping site.
Camping
so
tent.
He can feel better.
It's not very relaxing at the camping site, though, is it? Maybe it is.
Let's talk about them, their Gray Nomad stickers.
Okay.
Because there are some winners.
There's some good stuff.
I did a nice long pause. We got Kangaroo Crossing. It's a favorite of mine. We got a bin chicken.
Of course.
Boomerang. Crocodile. Like an avocado?
Yeah.
Is that an Australian thing? Because all the stickers were very Aussie-esque.
Avocados from Mexico.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense, does
got
it?
A surfboard. Yep. I enjoy very much. We have the Sydney Opera House.
Yes. You got the long dog.
We got a long dog.
Yeah.
Gotta love the long dog. So that was just fun.
They're, the other one where it looks like it looked like lowercase D's. And I kept trying to figure out what it was.
Oh, there's like three or four of them. Yeah. Almost look like sticker family, except yeah.
Another person said that it looked like it was the Triple J, the JJJ, which is a radio station out in Australia, which is cool. Or somebody also said it could just say Oi Oi Oi, which is the Aussie 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 Oi Oi Oi.
I'm going to give it to that one.
So both of them are very cool. And I think this is where I do, when I saw that happen, and now you had the conversation about, you know, the family having stickers, I say that the family should have a Gray Nomad sticker on the back of their, I totally think that needs to happen in some fashion. Sorry, but it needs to happen.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. Bluey,
mm-hmm.
finally realizing it might be okay to be bored. Mm-hmm. Look around, see what there is.
Boop, boop,
and there's
boop.
A magic hidden table that they never knew about ever.
And this is where she's cool being bored. It's interesting. This one has an interesting feel to it that you can. And the reason why I say this is this one was co-written by Brum and somebody else. And there's not a lot of episodes that have that. And you can kind of tell that it doesn't have that, like, full Joe Brum kind of touch to it. I don't know. There's something about the whole, like, not full realization at the end with Bandit and all that. Well, being off.
Here's what I think is not a very Brum-esque line.
Sure.
We're making good time. We're not making good time, but we're making good times. That doesn't feel like it fits in Bluey a lot. That's very poetic Chili, and Chili doesn't get all...
But I love that line with all of my freaking heart.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sorry, man, but that is, like, top-tier line of that situation. And
That would make me do the eye roll if that was...
Really?
Yes, because no, we're going to fight in, like, 5 minutes,
no,
man. Our four-hour trip is now a five-hour trip because they're stuck behind them.
Hey, Greg.
And that table game won't last too long, and those tablets that Mom forgot to pack,
well, they're in
where
there.
They could even be.
Chill the beans, man. It's okay.
Poor Bandit.
We're making good times. Come on. Oh, that's why we don't road trip together like that.
How is a table making you play petrol station?
Because that's where you buy the sunglasses.
Steal the sunglasses. Okay.
Okay. Oh, now you're turning it. Now you're like full anti-Chili right now. Wow.
I do enjoy just the poor defeated Bandit. Told you I packed him. Now's not a good time for me. I'm not playing right now.
You're one of my favorite people, sir. I can just sense you living through Bandit in this episode so hardcore. It's wonderful. Oh, it's wonderful.
You're going to get mad at me here then.
Why is that?
The Gray Nomad's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going?
Giant Peanut. Been 19 hours on the road. Got to get to that Giant Peanut, dog.
I'm not turning.
Oh.
I'm past Nomads. Hey, guess what? Guess what, Mike? We're going to drive by this on the way home. You got to save some fun for the drive home. I'm not saying we're never stopping at the Big Peanut. I say we're not doing it now. Because, great, you saw the Big Peanut. And you're also hearing everybody poo at the toilet block campsite that stinks.
Did you hear Bluey's voice when she was excited to find out that a big peanut, giant peanut, not a what? Big peanut, a giant peanut existed with a sweet sombrero? It's a giant peanut, man.
I drove 20 hours to see this. They better be excited.
Oh, Greg, you just went to the villain column right now. That's, oh.
You can do it on the way back.
I'm not your kids, save man. You're not convincing fun. Me right now.
Save some fun for the drive home.
Bud, I am so excited to hang out the giant peanut right now. I'll catch you at the campsite. I might smell like a couple urinal cakes, but... Well, okay. In the end, you know what? They chose to go camping, though. And if they're going camping in tents in some way, they're choosing to bring pain to themselves and their lives because that's an uncomfortable experience anyway. Camping, so you know what?
Camping is not the destination. It's the journey along the way in a lot of ways. We're very corny drivers, too.
Like, oh, of course. No. I'm not.
We have an app called Roadside America.
Yes, it's a fantastic
app.
Help
our Aussie friends. But you can just see all the weird stuff.
It'll pop
there
up
is.
With a small peanut. It'll say like the world's smallest peanut.
World's
you'll be like, ooh, could
giant
see that.
Ceramic cow.
Yes.
If you want to see that, they're in North Dakota.
Now,
go enjoy it.
And that's where
her
you put
Sally.
Put it into Greg's mindset here. He's going through Bandit's mind of where he is in this point in time
the
in the trip.
I planned for that stop. I put time into my trip for that stop. Bandit.
For the Roadside America stuff?
Yeah, Bandit.
Oh, I'm
stops.
Sorry then. Yeah. I'm just stopping. Like. Dang, man, this is fun. This is interesting.
You're a
poor
good,
giant peanut.
You're a good dog, Bandit Healer.
Mm. And you got Bingo got a sticker from the Gray Nomads, and they're all super see, and this, they realize they're one and the same.
I also love this. Nanas are hilarious in all blue. It's a pretty big peanut, isn't it? And then just Bingo, yes, Green Nomad, it is.
I'm pretty good at filling up water balloons. Like, and like, she refers to her as, yeah, Gray Peanut, or Gray Peanut. What is a Gray Peanut? Yeah, Gray Nomad.
Don't eat that Gray Peanut.
And she doesn't even acknowledge it. She doesn't decline it. She's just like,
she can't hear what they said.
Oh!
Gray Nomad, she doesn't have her hearing aids in.
Oh my
she's
gosh.
She's toast.
Greg is just like, so long as I'm at the campsite, I'm going to poop on everybody along the way. You are...
We get the sticker,
uh-huh.
Sprint to your car. You saw the dang peanut. Beat the nomads out. They're just sitting there all serene waiting. If you're going to make the pit stop, get to the dang car.
Oh my gosh. He's so fired up right now. Oh, chill the beans, Craig. It's okay, man. Put on your sunglasses that you paid for. How much are the sunglasses?
Oh, those are the cheapy, but they're not any Oakleys or Nike brand or anything. Mm-hmm. They're a good $15, $20.
I would say it's still $15. Gross.
Also, fun note.
Bluey didn't get to finish the ride on the plane either. Bandit stole from the ride.
Life's gone all over.
Go ahead.
Bob Brum,
mm-hmm.
Voice of the Nomad Granddad.
Yep.
Joe's dad. Also, Julie Newman. Pretty sure I saw another relative, possibly aunt.
Interesting.
Yeah, so getting the family involved.
See? Lots of Brums popping up all over the place in this. Well, not in this one specifically, but all over. Man.
It's a good episode.
So
it's
we
a
have
fun
to be related
episode.
To Joe in order to get on the show.
Well, maybe we can get adopted.
23andMe. Let's get on that.
While we're thinking of good ways to get adopted
yes.
into the Brum family,
mm-hmm. I
want to talk about another family we're part of.
That's right.
That's the Manscaped family.
That
this
is true.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped.
Great friends.
Where you can get the Manscaped Performance Package
1.0.
The Ultimate.
2.0?
Ultimate.
Whew.
4.0.
4.0.
Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle.
Love it.
Helping over 8 million men worldwide at a special deal from your pals, the Two Bandits. Promo code 2BWB.
Ooh, set a nice...
Manscaped.com.
Great stuff, honestly. For the Gray Nomads and the Young Nomads, it's you know...
It's a fun kit. It's got a lot of cool stuff. We talked about it briefly before, but here's what comes in that specific kit. You've got the Lawnmower 4.0 for your lily pillies.
Yes.
You have got... The weed whacker ear. Oh, I thought it was the ear and nose hair. Whoa, mm-hmm. Nose and ear hair? Interesting. I haven't thought to shove that in my ear yet. Probably
you didn't
won't
put
still.
Ear
yet? Oh. But we're going to stick with that nose for that because those towns don't cross for me.
What do you mean? You just,
we got the
it's all in your head,
preserver.
Man. It's okay.
Biscuit deodorant. We've got deodorant. The crop reviver. Toner.
And a fresh pair of boxes.
And that handy dandy travel bag. If you
the shed.
want to be a super cool bandit yourself.
Fantastic. The nose hair trimmer and the ear and trimmer is fantastic.
20% off and free shipping with the code 2BWB. Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping worldwide.
Look at that.
Promo code 2BWB Manscaped.
Look at that. Love it.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, bud.
What was your favorite thing today?
My favorite thing today, it's funny because it's an early moment and it just every time I saw it, it made me gut laugh. And it was Bandit when he talks about being born. And he says, it was a real eye opener. Like he just like he had like a mental flashback. So even in the chaos of the day, like I'm stressed about time and all that kind of stuff, he like put himself back in that moment. He's like, whew, it was a day. It just made me like gut laugh because anyone that's had like a difficult time in that experience, you're just like, whew, that was something. So that was my favorite thing of the day. As stressful as it all was for it. Greg, do you have a favorite thing today? Because I'm a little worried about you there, homie.
It's a pretty big peanut. Yes, Grey Nomad. It is. I just love it. It's just both characters, like the Nana and that was just so just, I'm relating to this child. The child, like, that's not a Nana. That's a Grey Nomad. They're different beasts.
Grey Nomads, if they have it, like if they have a lot of empty nest mode and all that kind of stuff, love interacting with littlies to get the vibe. So you can't blame. And Bingo is true Bingo in this episode, and I love it because she is so pure. She's not my favorite character either. So, but she's very pure in it. And so when she's talking to Grey Nomad, she says it in just like a, you know, thanks, Santa Claus. Thanks, Grey Nomad. Like, that's your name. That's what you are. Greg,
yeah.
I don't want to jump into it then. Maybe that is a spoiler. Who's your favorite character?
That's going to be Bandit.
Oh my.
I'm giving it to Bandit because Bandit is me. I am Bandit in this episode. I relate so hard. Once I get to vacation time, it's let the fun begin, but we got to get there for the fun to start.
Wow.
Got to go right now.
This is what makes this podcast so fantastic because we do yin and yang so freaking strong.
So I have a funny feeling I know who you're going to say.
Chili Dog all freaking day. She's got the sunglasses on. She's shaking her head just slightly when he's getting irked about the Grey Nomads. She's supportive of Bandit, but enough to where she wants to make sure we're not making good time, but we're making good times. It's so cheese that it's perfect.
Get your good times at the toilet block then.
Oh, chili. Man. Whatever. Oh, I love it. And the conversation, and it is, and this is where it is weird, and you can tell that it's kind of a version that's not a full Brum episode, is when she has a conversation about being bored with Bluey. And I think we kind of grazed over that one a little bit because it is a really good conversation that she has with Bluey of just, it's okay to be bored. It's okay to just drink in this moment and just have fun with it and chill the beans. It's all good, man. That's why I'm here for you. Don't you worry. Well, don't you worry.
With all these lovely words, I'm curious. Holy guac. How do you rank this episode of Blue E?
In the end, I do want to rank this episode one Grey Nomad sticker that needs to be on the back of an upstate New York RV, SUV, not an SUV, RV here in Syracuse. Needs to happen. One sticker. The end. Greg, episode 98, my head hurts thinking that, but that's okay, because we're not at the triple digits yet. How do you rank episode 98? Grey Nomads, Road Trip.
Make this episode 1,100,000 cows.
That's cool, too. Or 19 hours, that should be 4 hours. That's a good one, too. That's
Thank
a lot.
You,
yes.
Everybody.
Holy guac.
tr.ee/watchingbluey. It's official. It's out. The new Cheddar Mac shirt is out. And we got that metal one, the lovely gray one.
It comes in tie-dye.
It also comes in tie-dye.
I'm so mad I only got a gray one. When I saw it came in tie-dye, I'm like, oh, man.
I feel like I need to pick up the tie-dye one because it's very much our yin and yang.
It's so cool. I can't help it.
Check it out.
We have
see that
so
link
much going
to our
on
Key
there.
Public at our lovely link tree. Also, Cameo. We had our first official Cameo.
That's
we just
what I mean.
Recorded.
We're everywhere.
Pal Austin. Pretty sure he's never heard of our podcast.
But we shout you out anyway.
Hey, why not?
Yes!
$1 buck. We'll say whatever.
$2 bucks.
We're goofy. It's $1 buck. I dropped the price.
You dropped the price?
Yeah, because we're worth it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm totally down with that. You want to spend $1 buck and have us yell whatever you want? I mean, we're trying to maintain our PG vibe, but we will still give you Bandit advice.
It'll be fun.
With whatever you want.
Because that's what we do. One last time, Manscaped, promo code 2BWB. Check it out, friends.
Check out our Patreon. We do Patreons all the way up to the chance to where you can pick a topic and chat with us about something. Because we did that recently and chatted about the movie Jaws. And it was
with
a blast.
Homeboy Zach. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. We're here for you.
as always, watchingbluey@gmail.com. Your takes, your feels, your thoughts. We've got some audio that we can... Do you want to plop it in here?
I can absolutely plop it in.
Yeah, we were just talking about our buddy Zach, who we recorded Jaws with. Mm-hmm. It's an episode we already talked about, but Zach wanted to share one of his favorite Bluey episodes from season one.
Let's check it out.
I'm Mike and Greg from the Two Bands Watching Bluey podcast. This is Zachary Stromit. I'm here to talk about an episode that you guys have already done back in season one, but it's an episode that resonates to me quite deeply. So I felt like I sent you guys something to talk about it. The episode I want to talk about today is Bumpy and the Wise-Haired Wolfhound. It may not be my favorite episode, but it's an episode that has always resonated with me when I saw it. And this is actually the first episode of Bluey that I saw. This is my introduction episode to the show. So, as we all know, this is the episode where Bingo's in the hospital. She wants to go home. And the doctors say, we're going to keep you overnight for observations. And Bingo feeling, it's not fair. And you have her family that are at home right now sending her a video to try to cheer her up. And what an amazing little video that was. I'm not going to go into all the details because you guys already done that. But the episode, I watched it back in December 2022. And I resonate with a lot with Bingo with this episode because for the last 6 years of my life, I've been in and out of hospitals with medical problems. And when I first watched this episode, it really hit me hard because I was at home recovering from major surgery I had late November 2022. I had a kidney transplant and I was at home recovering, and it resonates with me because yes, I know what it's like to be that person that wants to go home. I don't want to be here anymore. It's not fair. But also I know what it's also like to have that support group of family and friends that when you're in your darkest times, and sometimes when you're at the hospital, it does feel like you're at the darkest times. You just know you're not alone and that things will get better. So that's why this episode resonates so much with me, because I have been Bingo quite a lot in that situation. But I want to thank you guys for your guys' time, and thank you for all that you guys do. Keep rocking it, and I can't wait to hear what the next episode is going to be. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you again, yes! Zach. Appreciate it. Again, you want to send us some audio? Do it.
Yeah.
Dare you.
Audio.
Double dare you. Double dog dare you.
I'll even say things. Rate, review, subscribe. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York, 13220. Hey, guess what, Mike?
What?
Remember when I said I was going to discontinue at the end of this quarter of the mailbox?
Yep, we also.
It auto-renewed and I forgot. So 3 more months.
All right.
Through the end of the year. If you want to send us a happy Banditober gift.
Whatever you want. And
shoot it. Our way.
I have
PLX 2372 Syracuse, New York.
I have
13220.
Been slightly reconning it and been sending out little stickers here and there and thank you notes to people that have been sending us stuff recently. So I've gotten back into the habit of it. What so if you send something our way, you might get a little thank you, love you note from the 2BWB boys and bandits.
And whew. Lastly.
Oh, gosh. And most importantly, is it the cost of petrol for 19 hours worth of driving to a giant peanut?
If you want to take a walk on the wild side and become a gray nomad yourself?
Yes.
Check out Let's Go Motorhomes and Camper Vans in Geebung, Queensland.
In what?
Geebung, Cleveland? Geebung, Queensland.
Love it.
If you're an adventurous at heart, nothing offers the same level of freedom and flexibility ooh as hiring a camper van motorhome.
Hiring?
That's what it says. With so much to see and experience around Brisbane, a camper van motorhome allows you to explore unrestrained, free from restrictives, with everything you could need in tow.
Goodness.
Check them out.
Yes, and
at letsgomotorhomes.com.au.
There it is, folks. If you need to hire a van, that's where you hire them. Love
get
it.
Get the van, get the motorhome,
oh,
but make sure you're on time or you're Duck in the toilet block. You know why, Mike?
Why is that, man?
Because it's gotta be done.
Oh, yeah. It's gotta be done. Chill the beans, dude.